So the final word on taxes is the Internal Revenue Service calls it a valid business purpose. In other words, your intent is to start a business for the purpose of making money. If you start a business for the purpose of minimizing taxes, that's evasion. So the point I want to make here in closing is this, is that one of my best teachers of all was a man named Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller. He was considered one of the world's greatest geniuses. They labeled him the friendly genius because he uses genius for the advantage of all people, not just a few, as well as the environment. He is also recognized as America's single most accomplished American. When you look in the who's who of America, no individual has more patents after their name than Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller. Harvard claims him as one of their greatest graduates, but the irony of it, Bucky never graduated from Harvard. He was thrown out twice. And yet he went on, and then when you look at the AIA, American Institute of Architecture, when you go in there, it's his bust that's in the front door. I mean, they rate him as one of their top architects, but he was never an architect either. And I've had the honor and pleasure of studying with him three times. And each time I studied with him, you know, it was life-changing, to say the least. You know, my mind went to different realities on things. But the one thing that Bucky and I shared was the love of sailing. And because I sailed as a kid. The only A subject I got in intermediate school was when I was 13, was in wood shop, and I actually built a boat to go sailing in El Toro. And I went out and sailed and sailed and sailed. And so when it got time to go to college, I chose the U.S. Marine Academy in Kings Point, New York, simply because they were the only school in the world that campaigned a 12-meter racer, 12-meter ship, and it was called the Weatherly, that in 1962 raced against Gretel, I believe, from Australia. So I had these dreams of grandeur of someday being a 12-meter skipper and sailing in the America's Cup. So I went to school to be a sailor. I was listening to Bucky back in 1980, Bucky Fuller. He said that men of the sea are different than men of the land. And explaining further, he said that men of the land think they're straight lines and things are solid and things are firm because they're on ground. He said men of the sea must tune into the powers of God or nature. He said when a man is on the sea or women are on the sea, they can't be thinking of right and wrong. They need to be tuned in intuitively. The currents, the winds, the tides, you know, the forecasting weather, past weather and all this. He says, the difference is that on land, when we drive along the road, there's a white line. Out at sea, there's no white lines. So if you look at being on land is about being on the E and the S side. To be a sailor is to be on the B and the I side. When you're a sailor, there is no white line. There's no stop signs. There's no traffic lights. There's no left turn. Remember, there's no direction. When you're out at sea with your sailboat, you know, it's up to you to say it's time to tack. We need to take a different direction. I think the wind is moving this way. I think the currents are moving this way. So you said that sailors have learned to live with their intuition, and men of the land learn to live with right answers. And he says in the real world, there's no such thing as right answers. There's just your intuition.